Balas, as I told you, is Yavamis, and we learned Thursday, about the clair regarding chalitza, how chalitza works, whether chalitza is just a matir, or whether chalitza is as well it's a mitzvah when it's not a matir. Let's see the next sugya, and we'll see what we can take from there. Nisus HaYavam. Gemara says that if a Yavam dies, then the woman becomes mutter, binola. And yet, if the husband dies, she becomes a pnuya. Yavam is she belav like kolshkein. Yavam, which is more cooler dick than eishes ish, like kolshkein. Gemara says no. Malay shesish can yet to beget. Yet tak it has a chumra of chenek, but it has a cool of get. Time ibzu sheni yet to beget. Frak the Gemara, no, it's not a kula. Again, we said eishesish is chomer because of the yinish. We said now eishesish is kal because it goes out with get. So the Gemara is not a kula. Hanami yet to bechalitza. They're even. You'd see if they're even. Eishesish goes out with get. Yavama goes out with chalitza, so that's even. So now, if you look at the Einish, you see that Eishesish is more chamor. Ella. Mala Eishesish, shekein oisra matira. No, you kill her from Eishesish. Why? What does this mean? Shekein oisra matira. Because by Eishesish, you know why Misa Eishesish is it matter the woman, because oisra matira, what does that mean? The svara we had originally, right? That if the husband makes her an eishesish, so the husband dies, she's an eishesish. So oisra matiras, and so what has it got to do with the yavama? By yavama, who asked? Who asked the yavama? Right, it's the first husband asked. So if the yavam dies, why should that be matar? Amar avashi hanami oisra matira yavam oisra yavam sharela. Period. There should be two dots here. This is the end of how we know Mises Yavam. Why? Because by Yavam we say the same thing. Oisra Matira, the Yavam Asers, the Yavam is Matir. So there are two Nakudas in this Gemara. First of all, the Pates Negeret Yavamis. In Yavamis, the typical Chakiras in Yavamis. We have one Chakira regarding Chalitza. We have another Chakira regarding the din of Yavama Lashuk. This halacha, that when a man dies, if he has no children, then the Yavama is Asa L'Shuk. This din, that she's Asa L'Shuk, you can learn two ways. What Asas HaLashuk? What makes this woman, this Yavama, Asa to marry anybody else? You could learn. Her first marriage, Asas HaLashuk. The fact that she was originally married to someone and that marriage never ended in the sense that the man died, but there's still a zika, there's still a connection. So you could learn that the first marriage is what asas are. Or you could learn that no, the first husband is gone, he's dead. What asas the Yavam Lashuk? The Yavam. The fact that the Yavam is here and the Yavam has a zikana, has a mitzvah Yavam time. That's what asers. See, here the question, what makes the Yavama aser? Is it her first marriage, and there are remnants of her first marriage still floating around? Or is it the Yavam, that the Yavam has certain connections to us, it's the Yavam that asers?
What reason does the Yavam have anything at all?
How does the Yavam have anything? So I guess you would understand because there is a kasuf. It's because of the first marriage. So I have to tell you an afkamina in order to be able to illustrate it. This klar, the stipler in Yavam is Simin Yudches, has this klar. The old prince it's Yudches, the new ones I'm not sure. What? You're right. One nafkamina, I'll give you an example. The stipler says the nafkamina, if you have a yavama, a shuk, and someone wants to be mizana with her, is the man's being mizanetaha yaharag valyavar. Is it arayis? You know that if someone forces a man to be mizanet and eshesish, so it's yaharag valyavar. The man is not allowed to be mizanet, even if he's even death. Right? That's one of the three averis: kili arayis, kifadamim, and avaydizar. Yaharag valyavar for the man, not for the woman. The woman is karkayel. So for a man to be mizanet and eshesish is yaharag valyavar. What about for a man to be mizana with a yavam alashuk? Is that yaharag valyavar? It's a laugh. But there's something called abizrayu de'arayis. With eshes ish, it's yaharag valyavar not only to be bayil in eshes ish, to be mechivuk and nishuk to an eshes ish, which is a laugh, is also yaharag valyavar. It's called abizrayu de'arayis. Someone to kiss an eshes ish, not be bayil her. It's also yaharag valyavar. It's called abizrayu d'arayis. It means it's part of arayis. It's abizrayu. Abizrayu means the lavim of arayis. So the question is, the yavam l'shuk, is that an eshes ish tikadim? That it's a lav in the surah eshes ish. She was married to her first husband. She was an eshes ish. The husband died. There are remnants of that which remain, the Isalav. If you learn that her that the Isra of Yavam Lashuk is mitzad her first husband, Alteshus Ishtikadin, so then it should apply even, it should be Yahar Valyava or even by Yavam Lashuk. Because it's just a continuation of the Isra Eshus Ish. So it should apply even by Yavam Lashuk. However, if you learn that it's a new Isser, it has nothing to do with the Parsha of Eshes Ish. It's a new Isser, the Parsha of Yivam. So then that's a new, it's a Lav Chadash, it's a separate Lav. So a new Lav would be not Yaharag Valyavar. So Stifler says it should be totally in this, right? If it's a new Lav, so it's a new Din in the Torah. It's a Lav. A Lav is not Arayis, that's not Erva. Erva is the Parsha of Arayis that says in the Torah. This is a new thing, in Parshas Kisaytse, it says an Isalav, so this Isalav wouldn't be a Har Valyav. Wouldn't be a Arayis. So now you see it's a big nafkamina. If it's because of the first, Avad is because she married the first husband, the whole Parsha started. But the Issi of Amal Ashok, is that an Ishtikadin from her first husband? Or is that a new Lav that the Torah said because of the Yavam?
Because
if it's an Eshes Ishtikadin, then
the brother
who's
married is his
brother's
wife.
If it's an Eshes Ishtikadin, so he can't marry her.
It has to be.
It's not entirely so, because really a man's not allowed to marry his brother's wife even if his brother dies. Let's say she had children, there would be an Erava. So we say here, whether you call it Asei Dechalais Asei, or it's a heter of the Torah, but the Torah gave a specific exception. The Torah said here there's a mitzvah, so a specific exception. So the Gavi, the brother, it's an exception no matter what, because brothers are not allowed to marry their brother's wife. The Gavi, the Velt, so now you could look at it two ways. Look at the Gavi, the Velt, that it's a continuation of the first marriage, or you can look that it's a new din. Another nafkamina, the Stifler says, we have a rule, ein dova shaber v'pachas mishnayim, that finyonei arayis need to aid him. Whether that applies to a din of yavam l'shuk, whether it's a dova shaber v'pachas or it's a, that needs two aid him to be matir. Let's say you have one aid that there was a chalitza. Is that good? If you say it's an iser, so eid echad nemen bisur. If eid echad says there was chalitza, it's good enough. If you learn that it's a continuation of the Erva of Eshes Ish, so Ein Dava Sheber Erva Pachas Mishnayim, she would need two witnesses that there was a Chalitza.
He didn't know the son of anyway.
Well, we're talking with the 10 years later, and you're trying to figure out what happened. It happened in Vilna, and now you're in America. And now there are telephones. Then there were no telephones. You have to bring the Eidim. So you need one Eid or two Eidim.
That she had Chalitza.
Yeah? How's she going to prove she had Chalitza? If we don't know she was ever married, so she has a peshasa. But let's say we know she was married, no husband died. Question of she had chalitza. So you need one eid or two eid. Third nafkamina, the stifler says, and he wants to be toiled in a Gemara which talks about this in Yevamis. If you could do chalitza by night, what does that have to do with this? If you could do chalitza by night, so let me tell you the rules of Bezdin. Is Bezdin sit at night? So the din is a tchilas din. Bezdin doesn't start a case at night. Tchilas din, we don't do it night night. But if Bezdin started by day, a seif din, they could finish at night. But they can't start a tchilas din by night. They could finish something at night, but they don't start something at night. So there's a machlaikis in the Gemara, in Yevamis, if cheltzim balayla. Stifler writes, that's totally. If you learn, hoshiv chalitza is a tchilas din, it should be also by night. Chalitza is a new thing, a chalitza. And it should be at night, what? Well, it's a ma'aseh bezdin. Chalitza is a, you need a bezdin. So chalitza is a ma'aseh bezdin, so you need it at night. Bezdin doesn't have to decide anything, but they have to do something. It's also a ma'aseh bezdin. Gemara says, kiddush ha'chaydish is not belayla, it's a ma'aseh bezdin. Right? These things you don't do belayla. However, it's like the stifler, what's the pshat in the matir, who says you could do it at night, because he holds that misas, that it's an eshes ishtik edin. Chalitza is what? It's an ending to what started with the death of the Yavam. The Yavam died. That's the beginning of the Hafkah. This whole Maisa Bezin is just an ending to what already began. A little of a stretch into what's called Seif Din. But he says it's an ending to what already began. Because it began with the death of the Yavam, and now this is a Seif, an ending to it. The death of the Baal, I mean. And because it started with the death of the Baal, so this is sort of just an ending to what already took place. After all this, what?
The death of the Baal was a Maisa Bezin.
I hear. I'm not sure how to fit it in. I'm not sure. If we'll learn Yevamis next year, we'll get to it. I can't. We're somehow up to Yevamis soon in the cycle. I think next year's an Ibiyar, right? Ibiyar, we don't learn Yevamis. It's a cloud. Not only this yeshiva, most yeshivas. Ibiyar, you don't learn. But anyway, the stipler says, and this is stipler in Yevamis, he says, you know, it's a Mefurisha Gemara in Kedushin Daf Yudalin. Like you said. That's mamish to Shakra Vatari. Look at the Gemara. Amar Avashi, Hanami Oisra Matira, Yavam Oisra, Yavam Sharila. That's the Gemara said. Gemara in the Havamina said, Eishas Ish is different. Because Eishas Ish Asura Himata. So that's Gemara Ravashi, Hanami Oisra Matira, Yavam Oisra, Yavam Matira. The stipler learns that Ravashi in our Gemara is telling us, Takert, Yavam Oisra, Yavam Matira. It's the Yavam that causes the Is. It's not a continuation of the first husband. It's Yavam Ma'isra, Yavam Matira. And that's Maskana Sagamara. Which means that the way the stipler is learning, that was the Havamina. The Havamina was no. The first husband asks her, so the death of the Yavam shouldn't be Matir. Mar says, no. It's the Yavam that asks her, and mainly it's the Yavam that's Matir. Talk upon him, the L'chayrin is a Beferish Gemara here, which side that it's a Yavam Dikadin, that the Yavam is the one who asks. If I can trouble you to look back at Dalet Amud Beis, the last Rashi on the page, it says Mala Yavama Shekein Zkuka Vaymedes. It talks about Yavama here. See the last Rashi, Shekein Zkuka Vaymedes. The Yavama is Zakuk to the Yavam, Lazer. See what she says? She can't skook of a medus Lazer. Machmas kidushe hames. She seems to say beferish that the Zika of a Yavama to her Yavam, the connection is Machmas kidushe hames, a continuation of the original Mesa's Kedushin. Which seems to say, not seen, it says, beferish, that the Kedushe hames didn't end. And Bia Bia Leligmar. Stifler says, whatever the Yavam does, it's a Gemar. It's not a Paschala. And Bia Bia Leligmar. Amakina may call it. Rashi pretty clear says that it's a din of the Eshes. What? The Ksuba comes from the first husband. That the Raya, the Ksuba on the death of the Yavam comes from the first husband. So that's a Raya that it's a continuation.
The
I think the start to bring this right to that is the Rambam's. That because he brings a sugi and subis that talks about it. I say that tut stav in the Gemara, and he's toilet in what you say.
And
respect.
The
words still sound like that, full of a stretch. They be a bia a ligmar. But then the bia is not only a gemara; the bia is the whole kenyan.
But
it's true. But you can't. Rashi shouldn't use the expression that a bia bia a ligmar. Rashi declared the bia is the whole kenyan. It's the nekvayt ames. You can't say the bia is.
But she's a good guy right now. She's talked to him already.
So is the bia a complete kenyan, or is it a gemara kenyan?
And he's a
Yibam. So what's the Haskalah?
The Haskalah is the fact that he is a Yibam.
But the Kenyan has to be with some type of Kenyan. It sounds like
the Pashtus
of Rashi
seems to be.
The Pashtus of Rashi
seems to be.
What?
Pashtus?
The last line, she can't speak of it, and that should be as well. And I said, again, Meris Kedusha Rishon. This is my interesting thing. I'm guessing that when we learn Yivamis, we'll see there are two dinim. There can be certain things it's this way, there can be certain things it's that way. What? But it's only a gemar to the extent that the bia of the yavam is only a gemar. I would think it's a schola and a gemar. You're saying similar to what Shmuley was saying, that the whole mitzvah of falling to Yibam is the Haskalah, no matter what you learn. Right, to push the words of Rashi, though, I mean, if you learn just the words of Rashi, push it. It seems to be saying that it's a continuation. Right? Okay. All right, so that's the first, the second Yivamistic Inyan. So we had Chalitza, we had this. Now the Gemara goes into a new Indian. What? It's true, but I don't think it's really a Havamina that Eishesh goes out with Chalitza. It's true, you're right. I just mean to say it's being done on a new Indian. Okay, I'm not being done on whether the two that belong or don't. I'm just... No, because the Gemara knew the answer, just asking why not. When the Gemara asked, let Eishesh go out with Chalitza, it wasn't because the Gemara really thought she does. The Gemara is saying, how do we know she does? So really, it wasn't really destroying the previous. Otherwise, it'd be a kasha on the Mishnah, right? If she goes out with Chalitza, the Mishnah says, okay. Alright, what do we have? Eishesh goes out with Get, and Yavamo goes out with Chalitza. In fact, the Gemara teaches Eishesh with Chalitza, with Kal v'chaymer. Now, there's something wrong with this Kal v'chaymer, so please pay attention. Umay Yavama Shani Yaitza Beget. Yaitza Bechalitza. Zushi Yaitza Beget. Anything. She Yaitza Bechalitza. What is this Kavach Haimer again? Hello? My Yavama doesn't go out with Get, goes out with Chalitza. So, she says she Yaitza Beget. Anything. She Yaitza Bechalitza. You know what this is again? What? Chalitza is not. Is it weaker? This is again, remember I told you the Kal v'chaymer? Mardoch, you're not allowed to take money out of my pocket. And you're allowed to take money out of your pocket. So I, who am allowed to take money out of my pocket, I'm certainly allowed to take money out of your pocket. What's wrong with the Kal v'chaymer? Right, what's wrong with the Kal v'chaymer? I asked you this 2 months ago. You have the answer yet? If I tell you, then Madach, you can't take money out of my pocket. And you could take money out of your pocket, so I could take money out of my pocket, I guess only take money out of your pocket. What's the answer? No, you got angry last time when I said this Kal v'chaymer, you don't remember? Say like, can I have your pocket? First of all, you go the other way. I said, well, I mean, here makes sense. I have my pocket, you have your pocket. I'm not more Kal, and you're not more Chomer, I have mine, you have yours, we're exactly equal. So this Gemara, a Yavam has Chalitza, a Shesish has Get. They're exactly equal. This has one and this has one. So what are you making kavu chaimus for? I have one, you have one. Right. So that's a good kasha, but that's not kavu chaimer. Not one is kal and one is chaimer. I have one, you have one. We're exactly equal. Could you say that with Gemara? It's a kavu chaimer. It's not really a kavu chaimer. Right, the Marshai is the kasha. The Marshai is the kasha on the Gemara. He doesn't give the example of my pocket and your pocket, but he is the same kasha. And he says that it, like you're saying, that basically it's just a mamatzinu. The Gemara is saying, let them both be the same. Let them both have both. That's really what the Gemara is saying. But al kavachaymer, it doesn't make sense al kavachaymer. Because when two sides are equal, you don't, can't make a kavachaymer. One is kavachaymer, one is kavachaymer. The words flow, but they don't. That really doesn't make sense logically. It Tosfos doesn't ask the kasha. He asks the kasha. In the Tosfos kasha, you mean? In the kasha and the teretz? In the kasha. Tosfos kasha is Mali Vamisha came alive. The life dinner should take to become. Tosfos is she be misa. Yeah, Tosfos is. I'm not sure if Tosfos is also Pircha on the Kavu Chaimer. Sure, this Tosfos needs Hazar also. Al Kapon Marshay is the kasha on the Gemara, and he says it. We had this once or twice before, similar, where the Kal V'Chaimer had a problem. So he said it's a mamatzinu. But the Vaisis, you can do that in the Gemara. And whereas the Kal V'Chaimer, you can say it's really a mamatzinu. They could do it, not we, yeah. Okay. And for the Gemara, Omakra, Sefer Krisa, Sefer Karsa, Ve'ein Davar Ache Karsa. Get is only the only way out, and nothing else is kairis. Now the Gemara is fakir. Hey, Yavami yet to beget. Makabel chaim. Same thing the other way. That Yavami shkat would get. Makabel chaim. Ma'ish is ishein yet to bechalit yet to beget. Who she yet to bechalit yet to yet to beget. Same kabel chaim in reverse. Then again the same mamatzinu business. Amakra nugezeris hakas of kocha. Kocha. This is the way and no other way. The kocha ikuva. So, frek the Gemara, chal heichad yikuva loy darshi kavachaymer. The Torah says only this. Does that mean you can't add a kavachaymer? Hayom kippurim, diksiv gairel v'chuka. We have a rule in Kachim, Netanya, there's a rule in Kachim. Baso chatas, hagairel isachatas, vein Hashem isachatas, sheyachal. Well, I didn't, maba makim shalai kiddush hagairel. Kiddush Hashem, this is talking when the gairel is makadish the soyer on Yom Kippurim. So, there you makadish it with a gairel. So I would have thought, Madach in a regular carbon, Shalai Kiddush HaGayro, you make a regular Chattas, no Gayro. And Kiddush Hashem, if you say Zu Chattas, it's Chal, Mokim Shekiddush Gayro, Leni Din Shekiddush Hashem. Tamalai, Vasal Chattas, HaGayro, it's Chattas, Vein Hashem, Vasal Chattas. So we need a Miyot, Tamad Miyot Ekra, that Hashem, Vasal Chattas, Vasal Gayro. Halach, Vedashino, Kabachai, Mavim, Sibay Chuka. There's a rule in Kachim, wherever it says Chuka, it's Ma'akiv. And yet, the Kabachai, could be Marba. So same thing here, even though we have a kocha, that get doesn't work by a yavam, but let's be marbu get with a kavu chaymer. And the Gemara makra la lava liyavma, that a get only works for her and not for a yavam. What do you mean? Ema la lishma? I need law for something else. Lishma, what does lishma mean? That the get has to be, what does lishma? Has to be written l'shem. L'shem Gerishin, L'shem this man, L'shem this woman, L'shem, so very strict L'shma. Now, for the Gemara, Trey Lok Sivi. So what does that mean? One law comes to teach us law L'shma, and one says law V'loy Le'yavma. It only works for Meshach Ish, not for Yav. In fact, the Gemara, Akati V'boy Le'chad law L'shma, V'idach law V'loy Le'chaberta. What does that mean? Two laws. One says the get has to be written L'shma. Let's say a man, Avram is married to Sarah. So Avram writes a get, l'shma for Sarah. So that law says that it has to be lishma for Sarah. If it's written for someone else, it's no good. Second law comes to tell us, law v'leil chaverta. Does that mean that if it's written for someone else, it's no good? Isn't that the same exact thing? Law v'leil chaverta. What does that mean? I have two women with the same name. So man, this fellow's name is Avram. He's married to two wives. And both of their names are Sarah. So I guess he decided it was too confusing. He decided to write a get to both of them. What did he write? He wrote a get. What did he write in the get? Now remember, we have to have a case that it is lishma, and when I made it, it's from law v'leil chaverta. Okay? We have the case which is lishma, and I have law v'leil chaverta. So Avram is married to two Sarahs. What did he write in the get? Whose name did he write? Sarah's, obviously, right? He wrote Sarah's name. He wrote Sarah twice. So he wrote Sarah for Rashi. Law v'leil chaverta. Shvaseim shaver. Change shein oshim misgarishes beget echad. In kosav plainly misgarish plainness to plainness nashav. That means you have a man. He wrote in the shtar, Ani Avram ben Terach, Megarish, Harei At Sarah. This Sarah, I guess they're both Sarah bas Avram, or they're both Sarah bas Nachar, or one Sarah. What are they? Different Sarahs. You have the same father's name or different father's name? It must be the same, otherwise not the same Shalom. So you found two Sarahs who are both Sarah bas the same father. And he wrote a get. He wrote plainness of plainness. Sarah of Sarah. So I would think it's a good get. So love of the chaverta is b'mayit. That's what I was just going to ask. If the case is that you wrote in the get Sarah of Sarah, so what's wrong if one is Sarah and one is the Rivka? Why does Rashi say their names are the same? What's going on with this Rashi? What? So it's better if the names are different, no? So wait, if I write two different names, I write Sarah of Rivka. Again, Avram is married to Sarah Rivka. So he writes in the get, Hari At Sarah, the At Rivka, Mugareshes. So that would be a good get.
Yeah.
What about Lovel El Chavrata? It's only names are the same. What's the svara to that? What? And if I write Sarah and Sarah, and I
can't do it,
which is which? Right, that Machta learns this way. That Machta Taka says that if it will be Sarah Visara, he says slightly different what you said. He says if it will be Rashi's case is that it's Sarah Visara. Yeah, no, he says like you said. Sarah v'Sarah is a Sarah love alay l'chaverta. Why? Because you don't know which Sarah is which Sarah. It says Sarah and it says Sarah, but you don't know which Sarah is which. But they have exactly the same name, so you don't know which name is which person. So it's not Sarah l'shma. It could be the Kaisiv had in mind the first Sarah and then he had in mind the second Sarah. We have to mind it from love alay l'chaverta. So love alay l'chaverta is memayit dafka Sarah v'Sarah. So that's a psul of love alay l'chaverta because you're using the Sarah, it's not clear which Sarah is which. And the get itself, it's not clear.
And that works in the concept of law.
What's law? Law, it has to be tahar. It has to be clear in the get who it's for. It can't be that the get appears to be l'chaverta.
It has to do with Aiden. That doesn't.
No, the get has to be bucha mitaycha. It has to be clear from the get what's going on in the get.
So
you need it that to this extent that you need it that even though you wrote Sarah Visara, and presumably you had in mind which Sarah, you had in mind the pit, I don't know what it means had in mind. It means the cipher was thinking of their faces or something when he wrote it. And FLPK, Lava Lila Chabrit, the apostles it. But if it will be Sarah Verifka, we're talking Bikasha. Why?
Because you wouldn't know. If you get it up, you wouldn't know who it's for.
You wouldn't know who it's for. It's like two Yosef B'Shim is in the same city. Sarah Visara. Well, it's clear that the get is for both of them. The question is which of the two it was actually used for, is that the question?
Let's say you have two wives of the same name and the only one that divorced one of them.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Depends. If you write it in, it will be fine. If you write it in, you can write the Zayda. Right? Sarah, Bas. Anyway, the Machna learns Rashi the way it is in front of us. The Psul is when the names are the same, and he wrote plainness or plainness. The Rishash changes the gear, so he has the word ay. He says Rashi's two cases. Either Shmoseim Shava, and he only wrote the name once. He wrote Sarah once. And Shmoseim Shava, Shein Shtayin Noshim Eskash Vigerachim. Oy, him cost of plenty of garish plainness or plainness. Or if they have different names, then he writes plainness or plainness, it's still possible. Maybe the Rishash's guys. Seems that they argue in the case where it's two different women and you wrote both. If it's kosher, the Machna seems to say it's kosher, and the Rishash says it's possible. So this is the Gemara. So the Gemara said that I need law for this, so it comes back to the original Kasha. How do you know what? That a Yavama doesn't go out with a get. How do you know Yavama doesn't go out with a get? So Elam Akrod now, Nali Midi Achmin Eli. Yavama goes out only with a shoe and with nothing else. Praise the Gemara, Haina Lach Yudasa. I'm a boy, Eli. Look at the Tanya. I need it for a different Joshua. Na'alai. I would think it has to be his own personally owned shoe. Now shall call out the Minalan. How do you know that it could be someone else's shoe? That means it doesn't have to be her shoe or his shoe, rather. Tamalay Minal now, Reba. So I have an extra now to tell you it could be anybody who can own the shoe. Okay, Ma Tamalay Minalay. Nalay or Ruyalay. It has to be a shoe that fits. Prat le gadol shein yochel ha'alech ba'i, if it's too big, he can't walk in it. Or prat le katan shein chayfes river aglai, or a small shoe which doesn't cover his whole right of his foot. Or prat le misulayim shein lo yekev, or pshat prat to shoes that don't have heels. What does that mean? It doesn't have a heel underneath, I say. It doesn't have a heel on top, I'm not sure. You can't walk in it, so you can't walk in. It means no back or no heel. Akev is a heel. It means a shoe like slippers. Maybe it means like slippers. It means no heel, or it means no heel underneath and no heel in the back. Well, what? Because it wouldn't make sense to be such a shoe if it was. What's the laundry rash? It
says, Shatachas Persis Arago.
Shatachas Pisas Arago. Sounds like it's only under the palm, only the top of the foot, not under the heel of the foot. That's what it sounds like. Pisa seregel is the pirsa seregel. Pras seregel is half. Pras means half. No? It's under half the foot. So it means, is a mamayit a slipper? Is a mamayit a I don't have the Metargum. The Metargum in my print. Oh, there is. Let's see. Down the base. Zuala for Zala. It's a sandal. There's no.
The sole of the heel.
Oh, so that's what I was saying. You're pushing the sole of the heel from underneath. Yeah. That's what it sounds like. So it's not a Maida slipper then. It's a Maida only that's missing the heel from underneath. Because you can walk in the slipper. What? In Akev. So Akev means heel. Does that mean the heel has a bottom and the heel has a back? That's why I'm not sure. From Lusha Sula. The shulayim is bottom.
On the place of the bottom, where the bottom.
So is the bottom or the back? They're both called the heel, right? The heel is the back of the heel. The heel's in the corner, so it's the back and the bottom. What? Right. The other ches is be'ekes. He was holding it underneath. He was holding it from the sides.
Right.
It can only heal two ways.
Correct.
No. It's like an elbow. An elbow has this side of the elbow and this side. It's the corner. So heel also has the bottom and has the back. None of them are mired here. Okay. I mean, nafkamina is whether a slipper is good for you. If you ever saw a chalitza, the chalitzas, they have a full shoe. So. At any rate, now comes for that. Okay, nichtif krod now. My hana ashrami natak. What? Naloi, they have to fit him. Right. Okay, Al Koponim, I once mentioned to you a Ritva on this Gemara. Ritva on Yevamis on Kuf Gimel, is it? Or Kuf, this whole Gemara appears in Yevamis, Kuf Gimel. The Ritva there says, and it's the minute, by every chalitza these days, we're makna the shoe to the man. As a matter of fact, every time there's a chalitza, the man comes to the Bezdin the day before, and Bezdin gives him the shoe, he's kind and he takes it home overnight. And he brings it back the next day. They do that, it should be a real kinyan. If he's going to come in for it, they'll give it to him. Who knows if he really thinks he's kind of. They give it to him, because they make for the house, have to make sure it fits him. And then he goes home with it, and the next day he brings it back for the chalitza. That's the way it's always done. The opposite of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Na aloi is memayit, that it's really kosher with anything, it just has to fit him. And that's the Ritva that says that it's a maila to be mekayim pashtei dekra. Not to be makel based on pashtei dekra, but it's a maila to be mekayim, to push it to taicha the pasuk. Mekayim pashtei dekra. I saw this originally in the Mekrai Kodesh on Pesach, or on Sukkot, I don't remember which one. So he brings two nafkaminas, maybe it's in both. Mekrai Kodesh brings the reason that Pesach is a maila to swallow the kazayas of matzah in one shot. Why is a maila to chew it? Let's make a swallow in one shot of a kazayas. Why? Kikdechilas prasas kasher. He says, because the pasha taich achila is a swallow. Achila bavasachas is in one swallow. It's a lochem eshem esin, I could do it with dechilas pras. But it's a mitzvah to be mekayim the pashtas. That's what he says on Pesach. On Sukkot is the same thing he says about hadasim. Hadassim have to be roiv mishulish. It's a hider to have kulay mishulish. Why is a hider to be kulay mishulish? So it's the same thing, because the pashtus of anaf eitz ovois pashtus is the whole thing. It's a din of rubai kakulay, so it's a maila to do rubai kakulay. But lechatchila, the hider, like by the shoe, this is the hider. He brings this ritva, he brings a few other examples. Beshchita, those of you who learn hilcha shchita, to shecht, you have to shecht roiv of the two simanim. But it says in Shulchan Aruch, lechatchila, you shecht the whole two simanim. You're supposed to shecht the whole two simanim, and it's kashi, you shecht right. It's also because the pashtus is kulay, and the halacha shem Sinai is rubai kakim. Akoponim, that's what you're supposed to
say.
What? He could use his own. The question is if it has to be his. Oh, you mean a bezdin? Why? Because the question is whether it has to be a shoe that the laces hold it on. Our shoes, even without laces, stay on half decently like a slipper. You pull out the laces, they stay on pretty good. The shoe we use for chalitza is one without the laces, that the flaps totally open, you can't walk in them. That's why we have special chalitza shoes. Alright, one more nekuda regarding Yevamis. So we had two klaras. One was a klar in chalitza. Chalitza is a matir, just a mitzvah, or also a mitzvah. The other klar which we had today was the klar of issa yevam l'shok. Is that a eishes ish tikedin or not an eishes ish tikedin? There's a third klar regarding zika. Because the word zika, yesh zika, ain zika, is all over yevamis. Zika is the word for the attachment of the woman to her yavam. It's called Zika. Zika means an attachment. When you learn Yevamis, I remember when I learned Yevamis last time when I was in Kailin, we were learning Yevamis, I was thinking that next time I learn Yevamis, I'm going to stop in the second parak. Because the machlaikis, Yeh Zika, Ein Zika, is in the second parak, and most of the Ikka Drashas that we learned in the first parak are really in the second. We just look it up in the second. There's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel, if yesh zika or ain zika. The case they argue about is a man dies, leaves a wife to his brother. Let's say he has one brother, let's make it simple. A man dies, leaves a wife to his brother. Now his brother has a choice to do either yibum or chalitza. Before he makes up his mind, she dies. So what's a shayla now? She's dead, so what could be a shayla? Shayla is that brother allowed to marry this woman's mother? Let's say he wants to marry her mother. Is he allowed to marry her? L'chayra, he's not related to her. He can marry her. Rav says he can marry her. What's the problem? Shmuel says he can't marry her because he had zika to the daughter. Once he had zika to the daughter, he can't marry the father. So Shmuel says, yesh zika. He had zika to the daughter, he can't marry the mother. Rav holds, ain zika. Zika just means that he had a mitzvah to marry her, but he never married her. Never the chalitzatah, so he can marry her mother. So machlokes is Rav Shmuel. The Gemara says on Daf Chav Zayin in Yevamis that even Shmuel is maida that minatayra in zika. Minatayra, Shmuel is maida that you could marry the mother. It's only midrabanan that he holds to gzeira because zika is similar to ishus. Comes after the Gemara, everyone's maida that minatayra in zika. This is the Gemara of the Sugya in the second parak that minatayra. Rav and Shmuel argue with Rabbanan, and when I tell you everyone's maida, ain't Zika, Zika doesn't answer. The problem is that there are other Gemaras that seem to say yesh Zika, when I tell you. For example, in Yevamis and Daf Samach Zayin, it talks about whether a Yevama who married a Kayin, the husband dies, could she continue to eat Truma? After death. If the husband died while she did Zika, could she eat Truma? And there, it's just the opposite. There's a Shiloh from the Rabbanan, she could eat Truma. But there it says, Taisa says, everyone's made them in Atari, she could eat Truma, because Yesh Zika. Mamish the opposite. It says there that everyone's made the Yesh Zika. Shiloh from the Rabbanan, could she eat Truma? Min Atari, she's entitled to eat Truma. There's another Gemara in the Dorim, Dafayin Dalit. There's a machlaikis, if a woman, her husband dies, she falls to Yibum. And while she's in between, she makes a neder. Could the Yavam, assuming there's one Yavam, could he be mata her neder? Mefer her neder. So the Gemara has a machlaikis, if a Yavam is mefer the neder of Yivimtai. And the Gemara says, a fairish, if you hold Yesh Zika, you could be mefer. If you hold Zika, you ain't Zika, you can't. And it's a machlaikis in the Gemara. So we see klar that there's a mandiyamar that yesh zika. And yet the other Gemara seems to say everyone holds ein zika. What? Ayin dalet in the Dharma. Yes, but you have to be careful how you mechal. So Rav Shach and Avi Ezri is mechalik. I don't think he's the first one. But he's mechalek between kinyan and ishus. What he says is that a man has a kinyan in his yavama, yesh zika. There's a certain kinyan, there's a certain ownership. We spoke in the beginning of the year that's a kinyan of her rights. So he has a kinyan of her rights to a certain degree. Look at the Nadarim and Truma, he has a kinyan, yesh zika. But ishus doesn't apply, he's not married to her. He doesn't have any intimacy with her. He doesn't have any sharks of vainata. He doesn't have that relationship with her, that personal relationship. So he has a kinyan without a personal relationship. It's similar, he says. He brings a Reb Chaim. We learned earlier this year that you could be mekadish uber b'nei ima. If you're mekadish a pregnant woman, you're mekadish a daughter. It's chala kedushin. He says b'shem Reb Chaim that you have a kinyan, but you don't have an ishus. You can't have ishus with an uber. Now, if gemina would be, if somebody's mekadesh an uber, then he decides he wants to marry the mother instead, he's not usher in the mother. how that'll work when the baby's born, we have to figure out. But he can marry. He's not also the Krevisar. Reb Chaim brings, actually, it's a Rambam that Reb Chaim brings. He's coming to explain. He says, a Shayach a Kinyan without Ishus. And he brings Agamara. Rav Shach brings from Agamara that there's a tzad that a get should work by a Yavama. That a get should work. How could a get work? If Ein Zika, what's a get have to do with this? How could a get work? If you hold Ein Zika, what's the Havamina get works? He says, must be that there is a Kinyan. And a get works when there's a Kinyan. To me, it's similar to somebody who has Erisin without Nesuin, right? We said it's a similar thing. Erisin is Kinyanin. He's still, there's no Sherksus Naina. And Nesuin is already, I'm not saying it's exactly the same, but it's a similar thing. So here also, Yavam Lashuk is like half a Kinyan. And Rav Shach brings Agamara as a Hechacha that there is a Kinyan. There's no Ishus, so ain't Zika. So if you're calling Zika of Kinyan, there's a Zika that makes a Kinyan. You mean Zika of Ishus, so that there's no intimate relationship. So this is the third clair. Yesh Zika, what's Pshat Yesh Zika? Which also, at least Rashach brings from Agamara as a Haychacha. So at Kan, we're up to the second Mishnah. It took us a while. Although by Yeshiva standards, it's not so long. Now we have to figure out what to do now.